Couple of weeks away from the 13th annual Dave Storrs Athletic Boosters golf outing at the Golf Club of Coldwater. Working on finalizing all of that as a big event for the Coldwater Athletic Boosters. And joining us in the studio, Jeff Holbrook, who's working on the committee for this, and Jan Storrs. And Jan, obviously athletics were so big for Dave. Golf especially was his passion, obviously. Brother owning a golf course and him being involved with it. So that was a natural tie-in when the Boosters attached Dave's name to this golf outing a couple of years ago.
It was a great honor when they called, and it's a way for the community to remember all that he tried to do, you know, while he was still alive, and sports. We lived sports in our house. Yeah, any kind of sports we lived.
Yeah, well, wherever he was, that's what we were talking about most of the time. Jeff, over the years, this thing has raised a lot of money for Athletic Boosters, and over the years, the Boosters, not only from this, but other things they've done, have just piled back tons of money back into things for kids at the Legg Middle School and Coldwater High School.
Oh, that's right, Ken. Over the last 20 years, we've donated close to $400,000 back to the school, but I guess a little more importantly, over the last 5 years, we've been lucky enough to donate about $170,000 back to different programs. You know, we've done $5,000 for band uniforms, $16,000 for the backboard for upgrade to backboards at the Legg Middle School, $20,000 for the fencing of the softball field, and various other projects.
Yeah, and so it's a wide range of kids, Jan, that this is impacted, and our community to, again, with the facilities and everything else that brings people in for sporting events and other things. It really is become a nice way for the Boosters and the whole community to kind of pull together and make this a better community.
I think it's just really great. And again, I want to focus on and remember, it's not just about like football or basketball, the big sports. You know, we've helped the gymnast. You know, I think we've provided T-shirts for all the Coldwater and Legg Middle School students, that Cardinal Pride T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Again, a way to keep the whole community and all the kids involved doing the stuff for the band, you know, and what a great thing. It's not just who's playing football. You know, it's all those who are really benefiting from those programs in the school system.
All right. The golf event itself is coming up on Monday, August 5th at the Golf Club of Coldwater. Getting close on filling up the field for this.
Might even be full. I mean, if you want to golf, please throw your name in, because you never know at the last minute if somebody cancels out. But I know we were real close to full a couple weeks ago, so exciting.
Looking for 30 teams for this, but also looking for other sponsorships, hole sponsors, that kind of stuff.
Right. You know, we always can use hole sponsorships. At the same time that we're doing the golf outing, we're also putting together our sports program, which comes out in three times a year, you know, in the fall, in the spring, and the winter. And so we're still looking for advertisers for that. We still are looking for raffle prizes. We're looking for things for our goodie bags. I have to put together 120 goodie bags, and that's a lot of work, actually. And so we're still looking for little things that people want to advertise their companies maybe and still add to the goodie bag. We're looking for people who would like to get involved with the organization. I hate to say this, but many of us are getting old, and we need some younger people to come in and help keep this organization going, because it is for the good of the kids. So anybody who wants to get involved in something great, please come get involved.
Well, Jeff, you stepped up a couple of years ago and got involved. You're vice president now of the Boosters Club. Dave Rumsey, president, Amy Miller, secretary, and Kevin Shepard, the treasurer. Joe Chase, chairing this event. Let's talk a little bit about the event itself. Corporate sponsor is Southern Michigan Bank and Trust.
Correct.
For this, but they got lots of other folks in the community who are helping out with this. So it's not only the golf event, because you start with a lunch, there's the golf event itself, and then there's a community dinner afterwards that even if someone doesn't golf, they can be involved in, right?
Correct, yes. If they want to come to dinner, all they'd have to do is contact us. Dinner's $20, and we'd love to have them.
That's always a fun time, too, especially why it was kind of fun when I haven't golfed to be there at the dinner, because everybody's so riled up after the golf and stuff, and to see those people who've had fun all day long at the golf course, too.
And it's a great raffle. I got to tell you, there's a silent auction and a raffle, and it goes on and on and on and on. We're like racing because there's so many great prizes. The community truly does come out and support us. And I think we raise, you know, between $15,000 and $20,000 each time.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the budget at Coldwater Schools, every penny we raise really helps kids.
All right. Again, you probably get an easier way. Go on the school's website. Has all the contact information there at coldwaterschools.org. On the athletics page has all of it, where you could still get involved and maybe find out if there are any golf slots open. But again, you know, the sponsorship stuff for the dinner tickets to be involved in that too. And again, big thank you to Southern Michigan Bank and Trust for being the corporate sponsor of this year. And thanks to you guys for being part of the committee. As a coach in the athletic program, it's always nice to know that there is that organization out there that we can turn to if we need some, you know, financial help or things like that. So.
And, you know, I will say the committee is saying we are looking for people to make requests. Sometimes people are afraid to request money because they think we don't have any money. And we don't have a lot because we've spent so much, especially in the past couple of years. But we do have some money, and we want people to come forward when they need new little things that the budget can't afford to pay for.
Okay. Are you golfing?
I'm golfing.
Okay. How about you?
I'm the hostess social person. I go around and bring snacks and cookies and, you know, fruit, whatever else I can grab in the community to give out.
That's kind of like it. Now, the defending men's champions are what? Jeff Budd, Brian Kelly, Dave Aker, and Paul Plant, right? So, on the women's side, Michelle Shepard, Mary Guthrie, Pam Parker, Sue Crabtree, and in the mixed division was Terry Wilbur, Doug Kinter, Gail Dorr, and Jessica Cole. So,
and again, women, remember, we need you out there.
Defending their title. For this. Again, it's coming up on Monday, August 5th, 13th annual Cardinal Athletic Boosters Golf Outing, the annual Dave Storrs Memorial Golf Outing and Dinner at the Golf Club of Coldwater. We'll see you guys out there.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
Jeff Holbrook, Vice President of the Boosters Club, and Jan Storrs with us this morning in the studio.